What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning. We're going to open up with some great advice here this morning. Let's get right into it because this is something that will appeal. Well, I say will appeal. Nobody likes to deal with the stress of investing and other financial issues like that, but it's a necessary component to life. Joining us is Mark Aardsma, A-A-R-D-S-M-A, an entrepreneur behind many successful businesses. Love stories like this. If I had it to do over again, I think I'd do what Mark did, but it's a little late for that. He's led his companies to the multi-million dollar level in terms of what he's in terms of those he's been involved with. Featured 3 years in a row on Inc. Magazine's fastest growing companies list. He's a CEO, venture investor in early stage companies, and a patient investor in financial markets. The name of the book, Investing with Purpose, Capitalize on the Time and Money You Have to Create the Tomorrow You Desire, and it's published by Korea Press. Welcome. Nice to have you with us. Congratulations on all you've accomplished.
Be with you.
Mark, I'm looking at the area you're in, and today we're seeing, you know, the drop in mergers and acquisitions, more and more difficult to get funded. You better have a solid business plan behind what you're doing. What is the difference today, and maybe you can contrast it, when you got started and were successful in dealing with early-stage companies where the fatality rate is just so damn high?
As far as the difference today between maybe 5 or 10 years ago of startups getting funded and maybe the enthusiasm for that, I wasn't involved in venture capital then, so my ability to contrast it might be a little less, but I do evaluate a lot of them now, and I don't know, I'm kind of okay with it if the market's being careful about funding startups and reviewing them for, you know, real appeal to customers and things like that. I certainly want to be thorough and cautious when I review them, so I don't know, maybe we're a little more careful today than we were.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the matter of being careful, and it's also the matter of getting out of your comfort zone. And you talk about the opportunity, as you say in the subtitle, to capitalize on the time and money you have to create the tomorrow you desire. What are some just a general overview before we get into something a little more specific in terms of the do's and don'ts, some of the major mistakes potential investors make? And I mean, there's a whole host of, we could do two shows on it, but give us just a synopsis.
Sure. You know, I think the first one maybe that can be a really tragic mistake is if people kind of hurry up and set off in a direction and work really hard, save money and try to invest it well, work a lot of hours and generally be really diligent. But at the beginning of that process, didn't sit down and say, what are my long-term goals? What do I want for my life? Is it paying the bills and having a middle class or a little better lifestyle? Or is there something else that's really important to me about, I don't know, family or service or causes or using my potential in a certain way? So I say reflect before you race. You know, think about what really are the end games that you're looking for from your work and from your investment and from your life. And then make sure you connect the dots, that the things that you're working really hard to achieve actually lead to those outcomes that you value the most.
You know, we see it with our military, because that seems to be where it's more apparent to people. But we lack companies don't understand competitive advantages often. We lack exit strategies, and that's certainly the case in our military. But that's really an important component of business here, where people get into these new and exciting ventures and they see nothing but green grass. And when something goes wrong, they don't have an exit strategy. They don't have plan B.
Yeah, I think. You know, think about the end before you start is a good idea, both in business and in life. You know, what's my exit strategy from a career of working and earning money? Or what's my exit strategy from building up a business to success? Actually, that's a mistake that I made myself, that I think I was so preoccupied with just trying to address the challenges of the day as I was building businesses. And it was hard for me to believe that long-term success and growth was really going to happen with those. But I didn't plan much for that upside scenario. It was kind of like, I don't know, if we don't get taken out by a competitor or, you know, crash and burn for one reason or another, I guess we'll just live happily ever after. And that wasn't much of an exit strategy. So I found myself with a couple of companies that had gotten much bigger than when I started them and needed long-term management outside of me, and I hadn't prepared for that. So absolutely, you know, where you want to end up should inform every step you take along the way.
What are we going to get from this book that's different than other books that talk about venture capital, angel investing, et cetera, and in the appropriate way you should go about it? What's the different twist on yours?
I think it kind of mixes some of the savvy about how to allocate your resources, how to be strategic toward goals, how to work with small resources, I think, is somewhat unique there, because that's my own story. I didn't start with money or, you know, a platform. So it was very much bootstrapping from my basement. And I talk some about that approach, which actually I'm a big fan of. I think it's wise for a lot of businesses not to start with a big pool of funding, but be more lean and kind of explore the market. I think the other couple of things that are unique is that I talk a lot about time, because most people reading the book, and most of us at some stage in our life, don't have a lot of capital to work with. So our time, our skills, our sweat equity is our biggest asset. And that was true for me. And I think that for most people, managing your time and using it in a way that generates the returns that you're looking for is far more critical than whether you put your, you know, modest amount of savings in one stock or another. That's not going to change the outcome all that much, but what you do with your time and skills will. So I talk a lot about that.
Yeah, and I love the utilization of being effective as opposed to efficient. Not to promote my book, but one of my chapters is time isn't money. If you don't spend it today, it's gone forever. So all of this has to be carefully analyzed. There are pros and cons with everything. You talk about bootstrapping, which is a nice way to get about starting a business. Don't overextend. Be careful when you've got a family and friends. You know, you could be a believer, but a lot of that is based upon emotion. How do you get the emotional aspect out of this and look at it as a hard, cold business proposition? And I think that's, you know, that's one of the failures, especially at first time people. They fall in love with their product, their company, their service. And they just overextend.
Yeah, it's true. You know, there's a chapter in the book about emotion, which maybe that's a little bit unusual in a book about investing. But I think it's critical that emotion drives our decisions much more than we realize. And as humans, we're we're prone to be fearful about a lot of things, fearful of how people will see us if we fail or if we succeed, fearful of missing out, you know, missing the boat on a hot trend or something, fearful that the bottom's dropping out when the market's bad or there's a lot of fear. You know, a couple months ago, the fear level around oil and energy was pretty high. And as investors, whether in our own businesses or venture or public financial markets, one of the biggest advantages we can have is have a good grip on emotion. And what I suggest there is kind of basic advice about, you know, hit the pause button, don't do anything in an emotional state, and bring other people into it. If you have good sounding boards, very helpful to kind of get your whole brain back online and say, okay, let's continue to be analytical and deliberate and mathematical in the face of stressful emotions. And a few other steps there as well that I recommend to kind of feel those emotions. They're real. We're all going to get scared about things and stuff like that, but then still use your whole brain to make a wise decision under that circumstance.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I was a little uneasy myself with crude oil looking to go under $30 a barrel, but things go in cycles, and you have to combine the research with instinct and the emotional state, as you talk about and emphasize so much in this book, to make these sound decisions. Can you stick around for another segment? We'll continue on this.
Sure, I'll be here.
All right, the book is Investing with Purpose. Capitalize on the time and money you have to create the tomorrow you desire. My success story here as a venture capitalist, and that ain't easy to do. Mark Odsman, the book is published by Career Press.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
All right, we return with our guest, Mark Ardsma. The name of the book is Investing with Purpose. Capitalize on the time and money you have to create the tomorrow you desire. You can get it in paperback through Career Press. Mark, you know, you talked about investing as an entrepreneur before you got involved in venture capital and angel investment. What's your recommendations for people out there? I don't want to give any elongated exposition on it, but, you know, venture capital, does the venture capitalist take hold or equity in the company? How much say does he has? What's the piece of the pie he gets? Angels, a little bit of a different story. Institutional investing, private funding. What kind of advice have you got out there for people where to go? I say if you can do it, if you can be Donald Trump, be Donald Trump.
So advice to which set of...
Well, just someone starting out and wanting to know which avenues to go in order to fund the business, a startup.
Okay. Oh, to the entrepreneur.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm always a fan of, and I'm biased because of the way I personally did things, but, you know, I was looking at an opportunity yesterday that I ended up feeling like the deal was not for me. But my advice to that entrepreneur was, you know, I think you got a good thing here, and if you don't try to go too big with it right out the gate, you could keep most of the equity to yourself and demonstrate some sales, and then you'd have a much more appealing pitch to investors. So I'm always kind of in favor of find a way to validate this thing, to test this thing with real customers and real sales. And then try to delay large amounts of funding until after that. It doesn't work for everyone. Some kind of businesses, you just have to go big out the gate. But I think there are always surprises. With my own businesses, you know, when I started my acoustical products business, I thought that recording studios would be our primary customer base. And they're just a tiny slice. You know, I didn't understand the market. And it's really churches and schools and auditoriums that buy all the product. And so if I had raised a bunch of money and gone out on a limb with a whole big recording studio plan, it would have been wasted. But by starting small, I found that out right away and made a pivot. So I'm kind of a lean startup guy, and I recommend entrepreneurs find ways to start small if they can.
Well, you know, life is a risky proposition. Every single day it's risky. As soon as you cross the street, it's risky. If you want to invest in a startup business or begin, you always weigh the risks. You weigh the risks, the upside versus the downside. And I'm not, you know, I'll let you answer this question how smart you can be, like investing in the stock market, to make sure that the greater potential you have for making something successful is not offset by an equal potential to have you end up in the dumpster. What kind of cautions can you put in here to reduce the risk while increasing the probability of success?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, risk is very important, and knowing how to evaluate kind of the difference between a long shot that could generate a 10 times return and, you know, a steady bond that's going to pay you 3%, that's important. I personally put a lot of priority on living to play another day. I don't want to bet the farm on anything unless it's maybe a business that I'm running and I have the inside access.
Yeah, let me just interject. There's an example here. Kurt Schilling, former Red Sox star, with his game business in Rhode Island, where I think he invested all of his $34 million in there. I mean, you're familiar with that story.
Actually, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, check it out. Google Kurt Schilling. I mean, I think this is the personification of just how stupid and wrong you can go to blow everything that you have. You talk about applying your unique investment advantages and that's mm-hmm. the path to superior results. Talk a little about that.
Yeah, that's a great segue. It's about where I was to go, because the only way I know of to kind of consistently or reliably reduce the risk and increase the return is to play to one's own advantages. Because, you know, it's a competitive market. It's open and free, and anything that you can take a shot at, whether buying a security or starting a certain type of business, lots of other people can too, and we want it that way, at least I do. So if you're going to consistently get ahead, you've got to do something where you have an advantage. And I define that as something where you can take the same inputs as someone else, the same time, capital, equipment, whatever, and produce a greater result or output than other people can. And there's obvious ways that can happen. Like, you've got an advantage of doing radio over me. You know, my friend has an advantage at being a heart surgeon over me. I've got some advantages with computer things and business and financial investments. A friend of mine, for example, he's a therapist, and he has all the licensing and credentials to do that. So that's an advantage. Now he's gone beyond that. He's building his own building and hiring other people, and he's just increasing the advantage he has in that area, which is actually allowing him to generate significant returns without that much risk, because he's playing in his own little home field there where he's got a big advantage. So I encourage people to examine themselves and their work and their skills and their setting and look for those advantages and invest in developing and increasing those advantages. That's where you get the high returns with the lower risk.
When you know where it went to go big, how much is instinct, how much is based upon good, solid, pragmatic information? I think back when I was in another world, another business, I was a distributor, commercial spinoff, movie merchandise. I had a ton of SKUs of all the Batman merchandise. It was tested out in a chain. They sold out in less than 24 hours. I knew, instinct said to me, just go big. And I mean, obviously, it was the right thing to do. But that's not easy for a lot of people to do. Is there a formula?
Mark? I don't think there's a formula. I think that numbers and objective analysis are very helpful, though. You know, when you can put together a spreadsheet and demonstrate on paper, this looks good, the trends are X and the margin is Y, I say don't bet the farm. You know, don't bet so that you're bankrupt if it doesn't go, unless you really have to. But put some chips on that when you can analyze it and look at real data, not just emotion, and say, this is a great opportunity, then bet on it. Don't be timid in that moment when the evidence supports the fact that you're onto something good.
Still got me?
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fetch. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, stick around for our next guest, T.J. Cooper. She is an author. She's in addition to the book that I will introduce in a moment, she's written The Men of the USS Utah, The Forgotten Ship, Pearl of Harbor, and several family genealogy books. She's a member of the Naval Historical Foundation and a friend of the USS Arizona Survivors Association. Her current book out is getting rave reviews. I mean, it's an amazing accomplishment. The name of the book is The USS Arizona Men, 75th Anniversary. It's published by Create Space, and congratulations. It's the 75th anniversary, again, of the Pearl Harbor attack. And it's time that not only the event has been restored and refreshed in our mind, but the brave actions of all our people who serve. Thank you for joining us, TJ. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to jump in here by saying, I've seen the incredible effort you put into this book. I mean, I didn't realize it when we first spoke. It's amazing. Talk about the book and why you wrote it. I mean, I don't know how you ever had the perseverance to do it. So why did you write the book, and how intense was it to research this?
Well, I started out, my dad served in World War II and the Korean War, and he talked a lot about his experiences and stuff, but it got me interested in the whole history of what was going on. So when I started looking into, I started with Pearl Harbor because that's where we started with World War II. And I noticed that everything that had been written was about the ships or somebody's theory about what happened. But they really never talked about who the men were that were on these ships. And it kind of bothered me because a ship doesn't come alive until the men board it and bring it to life. And so I started looking into who were these guys that were on the ship. And the more I got into it, the more I wanted to know about who these guys were. So I started talking to people and, researching and looking into, finding families and finding out information about these guys. And I decided that I had to put something together that said, this is who these guys were. This is who their families were. This is what they went through, the ones that survived. And it was really intense for the last 10 years, actually, because finding these families and finding the survivors and talking to them, the more I knew, the more I wanted to know. And I went everywhere that you could possibly think of, from newspapers to genealogy sites to and contacting families and hearing their stories and put together this book. Hopefully as a memorial to these men that were on board. It changed not only the lives of the guys that survived, but it changed the lives of the families. Back in those days, communication wasn't like it is today. I mean, you can pick up the phone and get somebody across the world in an instant. Back then, communication took weeks. And when Pearl Harbor happened, of course, the news media jumped on it right away, but families didn't hear what happened to their, that their sons or brothers or whatever were missing until just before Christmas. That was 2 weeks after the attack.
How many men did you write about? And how deep did you get into their lives? I mean, I'm having trouble phrasing the question because I cannot comprehend the magnitude of what you've done. That seldom happens. I can't comprehend it.
Oh, I mean, it's massive. It's actually very massive. And the amount of information I've got, I couldn't possibly put it all in the book. I mean, I got everything from letters that were written home for 2 to 3 years before the attack. Every letter that they sent home to their family, I got photo albums and interviews with family members, and I mean it's just been massive. And I had to try and compile and put together a small amount of information on each one of the guys so that people would understand who they were and where they came from. And, you know, well, the majority of these guys were from the ages between 18 and 22 that were on board the ship. Of course, there were older gentlemen that were, what would you say, career Navy, but the majority were these young guys, and they joined up a lot of times because they were coming out of the Depression, and it was the only job they could find that they could make money, have room and board, and send home money to their families to help. And most of them were from small communities, farm communities. They'd never seen an ocean before. They'd never been away from home or that far away from home before. And so it was a real challenge for these young guys.
I want to give a real compliment to you on the book. It's from Kirkus, highly respected, and this is from Kirkus. Since its release, readers have come out in force with rave reviews, an exhaustive compendium memorializing every serviceman assigned to the USS Arizona destroyed by the Japanese at Pearl Harbor, a well-researched, properly cited, and valuable contribution to World War II scholarship. Can't stop commending you on it because it's just unbelievable. Have you heard back since the book has been released from any of the families of those who were lost and served in Pearl Harbor? And if so, what have you heard from them?
I've heard quite a bit back from the families. They are very, very happy with what I put together. I've actually got one guy that I'm in contact with all the time. His brother was a Marine that survived, and he keeps buying the books from me and giving them away to people because he's so proud of the work that I did. And he said he can't imagine why it isn't in every school, and, you know. I've had another family who's a survivor. He's got a copy of the book, and he reads through it all the time, and it reminds him of the men that he served with on the ship, and it's real important to him. A lot of the families are just so thrilled with the book that I was kind of taken aback because I wanted to put something together that people could be proud of.
How many pages of the book, TJ?
It's 560 pages. There's over 800 pictures in it of the ship and men.
Oh, my goodness. I want to give you a website out for people because there's only so much we can accomplish in a radio interview. It is.
Right. It's www.jcooperbooks.com.
All conventional spelling, C-O-O-P-E-R. I'm sorry?
Right.
TJ, you were going to say something?
No, I was just going to give my website.
Are you with me?
But... Pardon me?
Okay. What was the... Yeah, I'm with you. Did you want to say something?
No,
what is the most compelling part that came out of writing this book? Are you with us, TJ?
Yes, I am. The most compelling was how it affected all these families and the men themselves, this whole event, and bringing that to life, you know. It was such a different time back then, and how it affected these families. You know, a lot of these guys, because it was close to Christmas, they had gone shopping for Christmas presents for their family and or had written letters and stuff. The families got notification just before Christmas that their son or whatever was missing in action. They did not hear back from the Navy until in late January and February that they had determined that their son was lost.
All right, I mean, a lot of tragedy there, unimaginable in many senses, yet a tribute to these great men.
In the meantime,
his own men. 75th anniversary, TJ Cooper. It's been a delight and an honor having you on, TJ. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Have you written a book
book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. I miss morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
All right, our final guest of the morning, joining us this morning, is Roberta Parry, P-A-R-R-Y. That's P-A-R-R-Y. The name of the book is Birdie, Give Me Your Heart. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome to the show, Roberta. Great to have you with us. Are you with us?
Good to be here. Thank you, Stu.
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me? Tell us what the book is about and why you wrote it.
The book is about a true personal story of the trauma I live through on a daily basis, from birth through the first 18 years of my life. I lived in 9 different homes, 9 different parents. I was abandoned, abused by beatings, and watched as others were beaten. I was molested by teenage boys and foster dads. I would fall asleep at night wondering what I had done that day in order to make the house dad come and give me a whipping. I was never communicated to about the changes happening to me. One of my house dads, who was a preacher in a local church, who was my spiritual mentor, carried on inappropriate relationships with other foster daughters in the house. Spiritually, God was misconstrued to me as a sadistic being because of all the trauma and abuse. Because I was under the care of people who supposedly knew and walked with God, I suffered from post-traumatic stress due to living in this fear.
How did you overcome all of this? What was the turning point in your life? I mean, it sounds like a hideous experience that many people could never reverse.
Yes, it was. I finally came into contact after a lot of searching. I was in my adult years when I came into contact with a group of people in a ministry called Caring for the Heart. And as they sat down with me and began to give me a voice to the pain and abuse that I'd been through, and they cared for my heart, the pain came up out of me and healing came in. They took me into hours and hours of counseling and prayer time, and it enabled me to get the pain out. And for the first time, I was able to share all the lies and the secrets that I had lived with for years. And that's when healing came.
Roberta, what is your life like today?
What I am today is I live in Alaska with my husband of 36 years. We have raised three daughters. I have six grandchildren. I work up on the North Slope in Alaska. I am a ticket agent, boarding agent, and a screening agent for ConocoPhillips BP through the NAMS company in Alaska.
Wow. It sounds like your life has turned around. Congratulations to you after just an inauspicious beginning. Whom is this book for?
The vision of my heart for Birdie, Give Me Your Heart is to give a voice and a cry for all the children out there who have been abandoned, who've been abused spiritually, emotionally, physically, or sexually by their caregivers, who live in years of fearful, traumatic situations. One day these children become adults, and they're expected to live and act as adults, yet they still suffer from post-traumatic stress and with fears which keep them from becoming successful adults. If they seek help, they find that help is expensive. I want my story to inspire others to listen, to care, to help those who have been traumatized as children.
Do you have, do you suffer from overreaction now, like soldiers suffer from PTSD? Are you reliving any of the emotional traumatic experiences with their full impact, or are you well beyond that? Are you scarred?
Yes, I am scarred. I do still, from time to time, suffer from it. You never know when something is going to trigger it, but I very rarely suffer from it now. And it's usually in a situation that comes as a surprise. But I know how to deal with it now. I know how to get that to where I can focus in on who I am now and not who I was then.
If there are any young people listening or families of young people who have experienced this, what advice do you give them in order to shorten this period of torment, this living hell?
Find an adult that you think you can trust and tell them. Speak to them, and people that are child caregivers, when a child comes into your home, let them talk to you, listen to them, and ask them questions to find out what they've been through. If I had been listened to or questioned by the people in authority, they would have learned what was happening to me. Inwardly, I was crying out daily that those who were around me could see me, could ask me, could know what I was going through, and I felt invisible.
Has this book been a therapeutic process for you as well as a writing experience to help others?
It has been very therapeutic for me. I wrote this book in 2007, and that was a large part of my healing process. My counselor encouraged me to write the book. My husband encouraged me to write the book, and it was truly a healing experience.
We have less than a minute. Do you have a closing comment you'd like to make?
Yes, I would like to read a portion of my book.
Okay, if you can do it quickly. You've only got about 40 seconds.
One traumatic evening after taking a shower, I came into my bedroom with a bathrobe wrapped around me. I had just gotten a new game for Christmas, and the girls were on the bed playing it without my permission. I started yelling at them. All of a sudden, I was hit from behind with the belt. There was Dad hitting me with his belt over and over again. By the time he was done, I was sitting on the floor with my bathrobe completely undone. I was shaking, humiliated, and in shock. He then told us all to go to the living room while he read out of the Holy Bible for 20 minutes.
Wow. The book,
Bertie, give me your heart. Inspirational story, Roberta Perry, Tate Publishing. Thank you, Roberta, for bringing your story to us, and wishing you all a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.